Blog Talk Radio.
We're here on Psychics Gone Wild, and it's a wild day because those of you who've tuned in know it's time to have that fun time and reading. So you'll be living in the psychic realm with us. So all of you that are here, make sure you tune in. Don't go anywhere. Hang on. You're going to be in for a really good surprise and treat. We've got quite a few in the queue. If you'd like to get in and do that call, remember our telephone number there. You can always get a hold of us and call in on our 888 number, or if you're really in the area, call 773-897-6461. We are going to be giving away some healthy coffee today. We are going to be giving away some phenomenal prizes and some fun and just really having gone wild. So those of you that are in the chat room, make sure that you check it out. We've got a little bit of slow time here. We went a little bit early today, so you may be getting me on iTunes. Now remember, as you pick it up and you listen to us in the archives, remember we were still here for you. It's not our fault. Sometimes the gremlins and the psyllian energies that happen won't let us play when we want to. Speaking of playing, get ready to have some fun here. I want each and every one of you to grab your phones, grab your notebook, grab your paper. We're going to be discussing today the Kundalini and the raising of it and the process of what you're working with, your ascension energies. When we started out Thursday, Dina Flanagan, we discussed it, and everyone knows that there is a slight bloating. I did not like that, and we moved right along. They said that you also, we found out Friday, have physical sweating. Those of you who tuned in Friday, Angela Bixby, certified psychic from New York City, phenomenal reader. Here on Fridays, 9 p.m., don't you miss it. You're going to wish you'd been there. Here we go. Then we found out Saturday, when your ascension's happening and we're all keeping up with the energy, you will begin to have strange, vivid dreams. Because we do this, a majority of our inner work and our sleeping can discover and make you feel emotional. Oh no, those of you who are having out-of-body during this time, expect strange symbols and dreams that pay attention to reveal what you're transmuting. In other words, what we used to do in old school is keep yourself a dream ledger. Write down what you're seeing in those dreams. When you first get it up. You're your most strongest psychic because you go through alpha, beta, delta states mentally. When you are in your metaphysical state of mind, those of you who found out and corrected me, I did have it backwards. So those of you who are doing this, when you first wake up, alpha, beta state. Alpha is when you're completely awake and aware. Beta state is in the in-between energies when you're most psychic and most going through this. Delta is you're out. You're completely snoring away in dream la la land. No dreams, no REMs, no working here. So when you first wake up, write them down to keep track of them. As we're going into the ascension work, we've got a guest today, and we're going to turn right around and go in with our guest and ask her and see how her ascension work has been happening. Those of you who know her, those of you who don't, welcome one of our phenomenal psychic and friends, Aurora Rose. How are you, Aurora?
I'm great. How are you?
Really good. We just started scaring everybody this week when we started out about what all is happening with the Ascension Kundalini energy. I mean, you bloat, you get in your spare time to have scary dreams. Don't forget large sweating. Sometimes men feel like they're having hot flashes. Oh, I can't wait. What are we doing here to us? Everyone is talking about this Ascension. We're bringing it to the level we want to bring it to people. Aurora, can you share with anybody what has happened to you since this Ascension energy has taken off in 2013?
Well, I went through a lot of sleep changes. As far as some nights, I have difficulty staying asleep, and my dreams have gotten even more vivid. Not that they weren't vivid before, but I mean, like, crazy vivid now. and actually, I have been able to finally get to the point where I need very little, you know, help with any depression or anything like that. If I do get any depression, it doesn't seem to last as long. So, you know, I need a lot less help with that or things like that. So there's been, but there has been a lot of weird shifts in, like, where my third eye is. It's constantly tingling. I'm even getting stuff that I wasn't getting before, psychically.
Very much. I can feel the energy. And those of us who are tuning in, get ready for your calls. Don't go anywhere, you people on the phone. I know I've got you guys beeping and going wild. Well, just hang on. This is one thing we love about this is we have had a lot of our sponsors and friends, and a lot of our fans would like to have not only more information, but also as you guys are hearing these free readings, you know that we've read. We've been reading for you a year. What we also want you to know is that we're here to help you. As Rora was saying, that she's getting more energy. So those of you who are developing your energy, this is the time to do it. Get with us at do classes, get with the students, get with someone who's working with you. Aurora, we're going to take, we've got a lot of your fans on here. They're going, Jethro, we want to hear her. So we're going 857. How are you, 857? How are you today?
Oh, Jethro, I didn't expect for you guys to call me so soon. How are you?
Real good. I mean, we're doing real good, and you were in trouble because if you're eating those chocolate cookies, you need to share. Every time I'm over here starving. I want to thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro, and you're on today with Aurora. Do you have a question for Aurora?
Yeah, I do have a question for Aurora. I actually called in a few days ago, and you touched on something, and I wanted to follow up with that because there were so many people that I really couldn't get to ask my question. I was in the process of working with one of my girlfriends, launching her bag line and putting together a party for her. But intuitively, it just doesn't feel right. And I'm wondering how is she going to feel when I tell her that I'd prefer to not work on this project with her.
Oh, and I do need to, and I apologize. We do. I know sometimes you guys can use an alias if you want, but I do need to get permission from you guys to give me a name or a nickname that you use.
Oh, I'm sorry. You need my name?
Yes.
Melissa.
No, thank you, Melissa. And I know all of you guys are going, Jethro, you should remember. Well, if you guys know, I'm on A1R, I'm on Living in the Realm, I'm in Spiritual Learning Connection, I'm now in Canada on 1380 AM, and in my spare time, I will be taking United Kingdom by storm. So, Melissa, I love that. I thank you for calling. I do feel the energy, and I do remember when you spoke, the friend, and I'm hearing this. Aurora, what are you picking up about this friend? I feel there's an energy that, what do you think the friend's going to react? Let's get a female's point of view here.
I think the friend is going to probably not react well at first, but I do feel her getting over it and it not being as big of a deal as it seems right now.
Okay.
And
so,
I do.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine, Melissa. The phones are cutting out, and I do see this. I also see that you've also handled some of the situations. When we last talked was about the business, and I feel that this is a time for you. You're making, like this, talking to her, making boundaries. I also see this is important that we were discussing the Kundalini. This is part of what's happening. Those of you who are getting this energy, go with the sensation. Now, you see, obviously, you've thought about this a while, and normally I would take, Melissa, if I'm not correct, you would just go along with this at a later time. This happened maybe a couple years ago, you would have just said, okay, I'll just put up with this, bear through with her, and get through this project.
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling.
Absolutely right. Yeah. And now I'm learning to trust that voice, to trust it.
Very impressed. And I thank you very much. Let us know, Melissa. And and those of you who are tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We are definitely doing with it. Melissa, I thank you for doing it. I also feel a little bit of energy. This, the guide said to tell you to be checking and looking at this with the energy on the top crown chakra. We were discussing Kundalini. That's the energy that holds your energies there and keeps your vortexes all in place, those chakras, we can call them, but they're energy orbs, keeps all of that energy in. And they're telling me, Melissa, that to let you know that with your crown chakra, to make sure that you're doing an exercise. Now, you know, a lot of people will do this. They put their hands, cup them over their eyes. They raise a little bit of energy. It's an exercise. You visualize white coming through your hands, cupping them over your eyes. And what I feel like you're doing here is you're also touching your temple, doing the same exercise, because you've got so much happening. Your purple energy is just, the crown chakra is doubling in strength. So you want to do that exercise to make sure that it goes through the rest of the energy and balances out, because each chakra is like an organ. It does its own part and work for your aura.
So can I ask a quick question on that? Because I get Reiki massages.
Yes, I can tell. How did I know?
A lot of times the practitioner will say, there's a lot of energy coming from that area. Is that normal?
Yes. It is very normal, and I feel that part of it is with you being a Kundalini and what you're doing with the energy is that you're using your crown as a protection. Different psychics use different ones of their chakras. A good example, emotional, empathetic reader will use their yellow. Aurora is one who uses a lot of her indigo. She can. People are afraid of indigo. I apologize, Aurora, to put you on the spot, but sometimes they will look at the aura and they're like, whoa, and she brought up sometimes now people that get depression. Purple, and what we're talking here with your crown chakra, is a very dark, magentic, stronger color. And what happens with your energy is as you're doing the healing, you're putting out psychic protections. You're also tuning your people to psychic. You came in this life to help a lot of people become aware. So the guys are putting that energy down into Melissa, and that's why it's going in there going, whoa, we're getting a lot of energy in that area. Because your guys are going, okay, heal, harmonize, and balance. That's Reiki terminology, those of you. And they're also telling me that it's also saying, put this energy in and strengthen these people. Strengthen these people so that they'll be able to be more psychically attuned. It's like you're willingly healing them and psychically awaring them at the same time.
Got it. Okay. That's why it's flowing like that.
It's excellent, and and there's different healers. Those of you listening in, when you're going to look for a psychic, I told you. Now, if you're going to look for a healer, remember I told you the rules of going in, check with it. Feel the vibration. Now, come on, you're having this person come into your aura field. Now, with Melissa, you're going to feel purple, positive energy. Don't go to Melissa if you're a little leery. Don't go to Melissa if you don't want to get rid of that energy, because you go to a purple, they're going to grab you and go, zing, and you're going to go, whoa, mama, what happened? And then you're going to be upset because you're going, I don't know why, but I should keep that relationship. Yes, he's dated all my friends, but they kind of brought it on. You know that story. Well, no. If you're ready to kick him to the curb, then go to Melissa, because her energy is going to come in. She's going to raise your chakra. She's going to move it in the right ways to open your energy. And instinctively, a purple healer will send psychic energy down to develop it. Another one you guys will get to talk to today is Casey Kelly. Kelly does energies of hers to do it. I've always wondered what will happen. One day we're going to get Aurora to do some other healing and see what she can do. We're going to get
so, hey, Melissa, I don't mind.
I hope we're helping you, Melissa. Are you there?
Yeah, this was awesome. Yes, this makes complete sense now. I can tell my massage therapist, well, my Reiki person. Now I understand what he's talking about.
I love it. And I would suggest to you, now, those of you who are taking the classes, we're doing them really affordable. I'm doing $25 a class, and we can work it around any schedule, any finance. Take a couple classes of it, because I'll tell you what I've been doing and what we've been finding out. And I do it through email, so it doesn't matter if you're in Alawana Manakuka Land. If you're over here right across the street and you come to my class every Tuesday night in Tampa, Florida, I can help you, because what I do is I talk to you through Skype. I do look at the energy. It's just like we're sitting there. I send you a course, and then you do it for a week. In your case, I really would make you do toning. I'd make you do my toning, and I would ask you to sit down and practice with me a little bit of breathing exercise, and that chakras, all that energy that you're putting in there, we'd bring it down and balance it, and then have you do some work. They keep telling me to make you do some psychic work, because it's all up there, and you as a child, you raised your energy up there, because when you were younger, you were experiencing psychic sensation, and someone in your family didn't believe in it.
Nobody believes in it.
That's what I'm feeling. And so
nobody believes in it until I had a dream about my mother with my aunt, and I didn't know my aunt was in the hospital. And then after that, that's when they were like, okay, we believe you. Like, I didn't know.
I'm feeling the chills. Welcome to the psychics world. We love you. This is me and Aurora and all of us here. You're exactly at that point. Taking a class, working with us, getting into this. What I would do is I'd work with you through a couple of it and get you in a couple weeks, really just set. And that's what I do. I do a couple of sessions and get you raising that energy, so that not only are you getting it in your dream state, because I see that. We were discussing alpha, delta state when you called in. Also to get that energy to go down into the heart chakra. Always read with your heart. Any psychic, everyone, we're all abilities. I'm not going to say bad names because I have some arguments on Blog Talk already. But if you're reading with your heart chakra, you never go off. I mean, Roy, wouldn't you admit, when we go to read, we are basically, our heart and our energy is there to feel it. We are sensing with our other energies, but if you don't read with your heart chakra, you're not going to be able to account for that other human being.
Oh, that is very, very true. Because otherwise, you're not going to emotionally connect. And if your emotions aren't involved, you're not going to be honest. You're not going to feel what they're feeling. The reading is not going to be the same. It's going to be very cold feeling and very distant.
Very true and very phenomenal. And I'll tell you something that's really cool, Melissa. You're one of those people, I want you to really like me, and I'll tell you part of that. This is something those of you who are listening in, they're going to go, whoa. So go to your aura cameras. If a purple says something blessing to you, whether it be blessings to you, have a good day, you're doing, a purple can give you that extra energy because of that color resonation. This is proven. I'm not making this eyes up. You guys will go in there and look at the colors and the aura, read this. A purple will do this. This is old school. A purple gives you a positive blessing. Now, also know that if you do something to a purple and they were to go around and talk behind you, now, today it's called smack. In our day, it was called gossip, whatever you want to call it. A purple could also probably make your life a little uncomfortable if you treat them wrong. If Melissa has justifiable reason to sit down and say something that may not be in the nicest about someone, that person will have an odd day. I mean, Aurora, do you remember those old lessons?
Oh, yeah. Natural consequences.
Natural consequences. Yeah.
I don't understand. What do you mean? Like a curse?
If you were to choose that. See, in this life, you chose to be you and who you are, and your family did, and they put energy. But had you chosen in this life to really work with the energies, you'd be able to. You still have some ability, it just comes with the energy. Everybody has a different cluster in heaven. Everybody has a different energy from passing, coming from the other side. Those of you who've read Living in the Psychic Realm, be ready for psychic reality. My second book's going to rip your lips. But on the third count of this, as you're going through the energy and what you've got, is that what happens, Melissa, is this energy raises, and it's just hits you at such a pace that your life begins to take in such a form of it. And so your purple's putting energy. So the blue, which is verbal, everyone knows in chakra blue is verbal, hits that red energy, which is energy. So when you verbalize, the red energy makes it happen. So anybody with a purple chakra or energy can, you said, make a curse happen. They can make positive blessings. The good thing is you're very, now there's a positive and negative every colors. We'll get into that later with auras when we're going to be doing aura readings. Tune into Spiritual Learning Connection for that. But what happens here is that with your energy, Melissa, you are doing that. You're doing this energy. So whether you willingly know it or not, what you're verbalizing comes to be. I mean, and it's every different energy. Now, if you were an emotional reader and you were sitting there doing emotional and, let's say, stewing on it, you know, I really would like Uncle Jack to get kicked in the cananas for what he did to my inheritance. Boom, Uncle Jack's having all these problems. I don't know what's going on, but my cars are going crazy. My TV went nuts. My girlfriend just told me that I look like a silly fish. You know, things start going like, whoa, and you're like, wait a minute. almost go back in history. Those of you who are understanding psychic and we're working on development, you can find it in any of your family too. And even though your family denied it, you have abilities there in the family. A lot of families used to hide this. We were the ones that they hid. The big joke was, me and my sister just discussed it. We used to be the ones that they're like, they called us the blondes because we're from a Native American family and we're both light haired. I also had a very big fro as a kid. I just came with a fro. I was a Dutchman with a fro. I don't know what the Blackfoot and the Dutch had a problem with my fro. But what made me laugh is I had very thick hair, and they would always joke about me and her that it's like, don't mess with the blondes. Well, there you go again. My sister has that light violet. And I do know of times when we were kids, the neighbor kids were mean. One time we had a rock fight, and there was more of them, and they beat me pretty good with some rocks. And my sister got mad and verbalized some things, just got mad and said, you know, la la la, and your dad's job and your mother's hair. And it was not pretty. My sister has a temper. Things were crazy, and people called us the W word. They're like, you guys are witches. And then we were crying. I'm like, Mom, they asked for it. They started it. And I said, I think they deserve it. And my mom's like, you're a Scorpio, and you need to chill it out. I'm like, no. You know, they hit me with the rocks. It hurt. And there was like five of them to two of us. It's only fair. They should get this happening. Mom's like, they've lost their dad's job. Their mother's having problems with her hair. She's losing her hair. They have problems with their animals. Everything's going. Their chickens wouldn't lay eggs. What have you two done? I said, Linda told him what was wrong with them. You know, so Linda's listening tonight, and I know she's going to go, Jethro, you quit telling stories and quit writing them in the book. But Melissa, I've got to go on. We've got to get on with the show. I hope I helped you. I had fun talking.
You did. Can you keep me in the queue, please?
Oh, yes, thank you. No, you will be. We've got people behind you. Rory, you're on, and I'm on a roll today. We are giving away coffee today. Two of you guys, stay tuned. Go into psychicsgonewild.com and put in a submission there. It says you've stopped and visited us or give us your information. I have got a winner pulled. Casey Kelly's here. She's going to give you some samples of some OrganoGold coffee. We're going to have some winners. I've already pulled out one name. I will pull out another name, and Psychic Jethro will do the same. 352, you made it through. I feel you're in here. How are you, 352?
I'm doing good. Andrea?
I'm sorry?
Andrea,
you are not to be out there having any more children, and we were... No, I'm teasing you. Last time we talked, somebody was pulling babies at her, Aurora. We were trying to pull back the baby. And I'm so glad you called in, because I'm going to have you talk to our Aurora, and we're going to figure out this mystery of why you cannot have children, and we keep seeing little babies all around you.
Mhm. And guess what? I had a dream about a baby. No lie. It was so bizarre. Like I woke up and I'm like, man, that's weird. It was like a baby. Wasn't that weird?
No, it's whatever's going on. And all the psychics are... Andrea's been stumping every psychic, Aurora, and I'd like you to speak with her now. It's on the brain thing. Aurora does this too. I'm going to tease you. No, Aurora's a very good mom, and she has four children too, but I'm laughing about you two with the babies. Aurora, please help this woman.
I will do my best. First of all, just because I need to ask, because it kind of goes along with what I'm picking up right now, have you seen somebody about the fact that you haven't conceived yet?
Well, what happened was I had a hysterectomy because I had bad issues with the three pregnancies that I had.
Uh-huh.
And after that, they were like, you have to have a hysterectomy. And after that, I had no more health issues, but I would like to.
Gotcha. Okay, because I was like, I'm getting something being seriously wrong there, but I get the same thing he does, that I see a baby around you. I feel like it's going to be within the next 1 to 2 years. I mean, any time between now and then. And I do see it being a baby. So either you're going to, I mean, obviously it's through adoption. But do you have, I feel like it's a close family member, either a sister or a cousin that's younger. And, you know, or it could be a friend that's close enough to feel like a close family member.
Mm-hmm.
That just has an unwanted pregnancy, and you know, you're there to step in and be like, oh, well, you know what, I'll take care of it.
Right.
And you know, you end up adopting, and I feel like it's going to be within the next 1 to 2 years.
So it can be now in next 2 years from
now.
Yeah.
Which the probably the reason I'm getting such a broad range is because you're probably going to find out shortly after whoever it is finds out they're pregnant. And then, of course, you got the whole pregnancy to go through.
Okay. So they're not pregnant now as we speak?
I don't feel they are, but I feel that they will be very soon. I mean, like, within the next couple of months soon.
Hallelujah. We help you in that. You keep that condition to yourself, and you run with that condition away from Psyche Jethro. I know you're in the same state of me. I love you, dearly Andrea, but that word, I've done my time. I didn't do the crime. I'm not having any of those really anytime soon. So I want to thank all of you guys. No, I have a girlfriend here, and we really, that word is, and those of you who were speaking of this, Aurora, I want to discuss with you a little bit about the psychics and how does the guides care? They don't. Do they? How many children would the guides like each of us to have?
I honestly think that, you know, they I think it depends on the person. Because I do think they kind of pick out a certain number per person, and I think there are certain goals they want us to achieve before we have those children. And I think they... You know, so I think for each person, you know, there's a certain limit that at least they want us to have. And sometimes we can go over that, and sometimes, you know, and sometimes because we didn't reach our goals or whatever, the guides are like, oh, my goodness, we are just so not going to give you a kid right now. But, you know, well, I don't think it's that they give you a kid, but we so don't want you to have a kid right now, let me put it that way. Because I think you could still technically probably conceive when they don't want you to. I think that's why we have some of the situations out there that we do. But at the same time, maybe those people have to go through something to achieve something better in life too. Some sort of lesson, God forbid, why they have to learn it that way. But you know what I mean? But yeah, I think each person's guides, depending on where they are, as far as spiritual growth and development with each lifetime, as to how many children their guides personally want them to have.
Very good. And I love this now. And this is where you guys are meeting older school and new school. And there is no right or wrong. I want you guys to know that me and Aurora are not fighting. And don't write me Mr. K. Baker, because he always has his fit. I don't want to tease you. I know your name's Kevin. So, you know, I mean, I laugh when people write me their initials and I'm supposed to, like, be silly. So Mr. K. Baker, Kevin Baker, you're writing me. And he's, like, telling me that I had said last week on there. Now, what we're saying is, and in the old school, it believes that you'll have many, many children. Aurora is saying that the guides work with you individually and does this. And now, I agree in that. What I was stating and what I still do feel is that we have many guides, and the guides don't care. That's why I teased our listener, Andrea. And those of you listening in know that I've never seen Andrea physically. She's called in the show, and we've teased each other incessantly. Just like Catherine calls it, if a man answers, I hang up the phone. It's all teasing. It's all joking. Same scenario with me. Me and Aurora have worked together, but we've never physically met. We're just friends. And so these are our beliefs and our system. So what we love is that, as I agree very much what Aurora said, each person will, and sometimes the guides will do that. Continually along, we have an email here. Also, Aurora, are your children as gifted as Jethro's? Do you have children that are psychically ability, and have you started working with your children to be psychic readers also?
Well, not readers. Right now I'm just trying to get them to learn how to three of the four of my children are psychically gifted. And actually I think it's four out of four of them. I think the other one just insists on ignoring it. I haven't started teaching them to read others yet. Right now I'm just trying to get them to recognize their abilities and enhance them and learn to trust them most of all, because I think that's the hardest part of giving psychic readings is trusting your own intuition and what your guides are telling you, what's out there for you to see. And I figure if I help them overcome that part of it now, it'll be easier for them later on in life.
Very excellent. And those of you on, don't go anywhere. We're at that half an hour break. We're going to turn right around and do a minute and a half of music. It's a dream area. It's a very positive tribute song. It's very positive. I want you all to listen to this Canadian band, very phenomenal music. And we're going to pick ourselves our first winner of our healthy coffee, who will be getting that coffee taste sample sent to their house. beautiful music, very beautiful, called Transcend. This is Living in the Psychic Realm, Psychic Jethro and Aurora Rose. And now our Casey Kelly's going to come on and tell. I've picked our winner. Bing, boom, boom, here we go. And we, Lisa, who's won the last two times, didn't win because Lisa's been taking the coffee home every time and bragging about it. No, I'm teasing you, Lisa. We love the fact that you've won. And you've won both Friday and Saturday's show. We didn't give away coffee on Sunday, but we're back and we're going to give it away Monday. So it is Michelle TRCKH. Michelle Tricka, I think I'm saying it right. We have your information down. You put in on psychesgonewild.com and you won the coffee. You've also, Michelle, hit the jackpot because this is Monday Fun Day and we got Aurora to play. So you're also going to get a half an hour reading by Dina Flanagan, Aurora. And we will, Psyche's Gone Wild will pay for that, by the way, for you. So, Michelle, have fun, enjoy, let the two readers have fun. You've got the most strongest psychic and the most strongest healer today that we could grab in the minute's notice to get here to read for you. So we will send that information, Michelle, and they will get contact for that half an hour reading. And, oh, don't get crabby. Mr. Baker, go back to New York. He's all right. I have people. Someday he will win. He has been fighting for over a year to get a reading by Aurora. You got to put in psychesgonewild.com to win, Mr. K. Baker. But as we're going, we're having fun here and continuing on. Kelly, would you let Michelle know what she's won?
She has won a couple packets of the black, one of the lattes, and one of our teas.
Very good.
In the mail.
Oh, excellent. Very cool. Enjoy this drink on us from Psyche's Gone Wild and Casey Kelly, and look forward to letting us know. I've had a lot of compliments. You know, you put the Organo Gold coffee with a little bit of light water. Do not put it in the microwave. It will kill the water and what it does. If you cook it, it'll hurt the enzymes of it. Phenomenally, we are doing a special for all of you who really want to try the healthy coffee, chocolate, or tea. If you want Psyche classes with me, get a hold of me, Psyche Jethro. Sign up for two, the amount of $50, that would be two of my classes. I will send you class one and two, that is aura raising and aura balancing to start out your first meditation. And I will include also, you'll be signed in to get the coffee at a percentage in savings, and you'll have both for the price of one. You'll be saving over $60 altogether. Get a hold of me at 928-284-0437 and say, I want the coffee. If you want a psychic reading and you want the coffee, I will give you a half an hour reading, if you'd prefer that, plus the coffee signing up. And so you still save yourself $60 if you call 719-289-4907, say, I want to be involved with Jethro's coffee, and sign me up for a reading. Those phone numbers are there. Do not go on any other site than ours because there is people selling on the site. We just say shame on you, but they are doing that on the site. And when you go on Psychics Gone Wild, if you look, definitely only call those numbers. We've been promoting this for over a year, and we are not affiliated with any other sites other than PsychesGoneWild.com. So if you're seeing coffee on the other side, I'm very sorry if you've bought it, because this is someone who's using me and Kelly's time, money, and effort to get you healthy coffee. And the only ones we can do is the ones you contact me with. So if you want the psychic reading, the psychic classes, you want to be helping Psychics Gone Wild stay on the air, call it 719-289-4907 or 928-284-0437. And Mr., I don't know who you are that keeps publishing on the site, because I am psychic, but I will say, I bet your toenails are bigger than mine. So we're going right back to 828. 828, how are you?
Hello, how are you? I'm great.
Good. I'm sorry you had to hear the toenail thing, but they started it. This is Psyche.
That's okay.
You're on live with me and Aurora Rose. Are you ready to roll?
Yes, I am. I actually have a love question. Is that okay?
Yes, we love love questions.
Okay. I recently met a guy online, and we had spoke for a month, and it was very intense. We connected deeply. And I would say a combination of miscommunication and our fears got in the way of things, and we both pulled away. My question is, do you see him coming back? And would it be healthy for me if I do let him come back if he does?
I feel like he will, but it'll be a couple more months from now. But I think it'll be another case of the
miscommunication again when it does happen. But to answer your question completely, no, I don't think it's healthy if you do let him come back. I think you're going to end up finding out some things about him after a couple more of these times of the in and out stuff.
Right.
That's weird because I feel like I've seen this before. Have I ever read for you before?
No.
Okay, sorry. It's just...
That's okay.
There's something similar in the energy, but I feel like you're going to find something out about him that is going to be devastating if you let your heart get too attached, which I know is so much easier said than done, not letting it happen. But, you know, I did want to actually be completely honest that even though he is coming back, that it's, you know, I don't see it being a good situation.
Okay, I appreciate that. I do have deep wounds from abandonment and rejection. Do you ever see me healing that enough to attract a healthy love?
Yes, actually, I do. I see it being about, I mean, I think you're going to begin that over the summer, probably before summer, because technically summer doesn't start till the middle of June. And I see this being the early June that you start this, and I see it being about October before it really starts to click.
Okay.
To where you're going to fully start feeling like you have let this go. But the process is really truly going to begin in June. But you know how things are with spiritual healings; they take a lot
forever.
Of time. Yes, they do. And
is this somebody I meet on the spiritual path, or?
Yes, I was actually
going to...
Because
I just moved. I relocated to Asheville, North Carolina, and I'm starting to go to a lot of workshops and be surrounded by a lot of spiritual people, so I was wondering if that might be where I meet this person.
Yes, I feel that it will be on the spiritual path, and I actually feel like it'll be soon after you complete the healing, so sometime in October-ish.
Okay, so you feel the healing will be complete in June?
It'll really start to feel like you're getting past it in June, but it'll take till October before you really feel like it's behind you.
Okay, and I won't sabotage this one, will I?
Right. No, not at all. I feel like it'll be the truest relationship you've
ever
experienced.
Okay.
So.
That sounds wonderful.
I do have a little bit of cheer, and I apologize jumping in here real quick at the end just to compliment.
No, I appreciate it. Please do.
They're telling me with aromatherapy with you to make sure you have a little bit of vanilla bean. Now, I know you can pick them up at a holistic store. Vanilla doesn't only do the essence for love and energy, as all we all know with vanilla bean. Vanilla bean also heals, like what you've had there with some energy. I know of friends who've carried it with them in their purse or put it in some place, carried it close to them. And I'll tell you, I love you doing this holistic workshops. I see you working with some individuals there, and I see some tears coming out, but I see it releasing from that heart chakra. Because every time you were talking and Aurora was reading you, it is going there, but you're a good, loving person, and I do see you doing, like, some healing, like I do, like, through this with teaching, doing some sending and receiving. Have someone work with you on sending some pink unconditional. I know that everyone loves the smell of rose, and to me, it reminds me of a wedding or a funeral, and I don't want to see either one real soon. So what I want to tell you is what I feel with you is if you could take the thing of rose, I do a light rose bath. If not, lavender, a little bit of lavender, use it in the bath. You can get really good, you know, pure aromatherapy soaps or, you know, affordable nowadays and do some with it. And I see you doing some real light breathing in, heal, harmonize, and balancing, as Melissa was talking to begin with on here. Have someone do a laying on hands that is like Melissa, that you feel, you, they talk about, you can tell they're very attuned, but you feel that feeling, you know, that mental connection. Women know like they know. I know, and I'm going to get email. I'm not saying that guys are less than. I'm just saying women are very sensitive. You know like you know, and you just feel like this person's the one that you feel mentally sistership with, or this is a woman you trust.
Right.
Have her do a cleansing, and I would say a chakra balancing, affordable one. And I'll tell you guys the secret. If they're asking you more than $100 for that stuff, look at it, because this can be done affordable. We're here. This should be done spiritual. So make sure you get someone that's affordable. But I keep seeing you carrying that vanilla bean, and it really works. It's a very Christian thing. I know all of you guys are going, what is Jethro telling us? I'm telling you that our higher power made things to help us. Vanilla bean. Carry a piece of vanilla bean.
Thank you so much. Both of you are so appreciated.
Thank you. And we keep calling us, and me and Aurora are here for you. We have fun, and I'm glad you called in. You talked about love, and you changed the situation. I'm all giddy now, and I'm like...
this was actually by the first time I've tuned in, but I will definitely be coming back.
Oh, yay. And that's what we love. And I know all of you that have tuned in, what we always do is we just put this out on our Facebook, we put it through Twitter, we put it out to the guides. Today is a little crazy. It is my fault. Aurora was on schedule. Everybody was. It was psychic Jethro is having a little silly Mercury spank moment. And I don't know what I did to the plant, probably because I teased about it, but my communications is wild. I'm also, for the grace and the goodness I had, have been offered a lot of extra work, which I'm grateful for. So I apologize to any of you guys if you're like, you said you were going to be on at this time, and we are on at a different time. The phones are full. The time is here. Grab yourself, because we are dear. Here we go. I know I'm not rhyming. Don't tease me. But here we are going with it. And it's me and Aurora Rose, and we've got 832. How are you, 832?
Oh, hi. I'm great. This is Melissa. How are you?
Very good, Melissa. I'm glad you called in. This is Psychic Jethro.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have just a quick question. My husband is going for a procedure on Thursday, and I wanted to see if you see, you know, good healing things happening on Thursday, that it'll be very productive.
I feel like it will, yes. I'm kind of feeling like there might be some very minor, and I stress minor, I mean, I don't even know if it's an issue with the surgery or if it's with the hospital or, you know, where the place that he's having the procedure done. Just some sort of glitch for that day that's going to be annoying and maybe even just be something. But I felt the need to warn you about that because I picked it up. I don't know what that means. I just don't feel like it's going to be anything that's to worry about in the long run, but it may feel like it is something to worry about at the time. But you're going to find out later in the day or whatever that it's not. Okay. But other than that, I see it being a very productive issue.
Good. Perfect.
And we thank all of you. And just so we, as we're going through, Melissa, I want to thank you for calling in. Those of you in the chat room, I do apologize. You will be having a little bit of work. Please, for all of our sakes that we're doing, don't email. We are busy here. We're keeping our energy for Melissa, I'm going to give you a little bit of a reading here, but I'm just letting everyone know we are really approaching the psychicsgunwild.com site, that we are real busy. So if you do come in to heckle or have a fight, please take it to your nearest divorce court, because they're calling in here. We are Psychics Gone Wild, and we are very positive place. We have a lot of individuals, and those of you in the chat room, if you do come in and you want to do outside, we'll have you leave. So we've got Blog Talk on the air, and we've got it going. We're welcoming you. Melissa, I thank you for tuning in. This is Psyche Jethro. You've got energy. I do feel with you and your husband. I agree with what Aurora said, and I also am supposed to tell you a blessing, that there's some financial coming into you in July, that you two are both going to be working on some goals that you have.
Yay. Thank you so much for the good news.
Thank you for calling in, and bless you. And I love all of the fact that we've got everybody coming in. This is the afternoon time, and all those of you who are appreciating the show, please stay. Those who aren't in the room, please go. Aurora, asking as we went through the years here, help me a little bit on what we've been working on. We've been developing our time together and all of our energies. Do you remember when we used to sit down and do that positive light and frames, and we would put together an energy to help develop each other?
Oh, yes, I definitely remember that.
How did we keep people at that time in 2011 and 12 on the right approach of, when you come into a reading, if you come in with scary ideas, or you come in trying to fear or cause negativity, the karma, we were able to do karma back and forth. And that's what I'm trying to approach all of you that are in. We love all of you that are calling. Continue to call. And this is why we shut the chat room down at a point before because of this. Aurora, I want you to help me with a little bit of light energy here. Kind of speak to some of them and help me understand what's going on. We've got a lot of ones from the radio that have heard all this stuff, and I don't do gossip. I am a reverend. I am psychic and very fit. I have never had a problem with anybody. What I've been doing is doing a show for a year and a half here on Blog Talk and A1R Radio and other shows, and so I don't understand, but we've got a lot of chit-chat back and forth and different people who are upset.
Oh, I'm not on the chat room, so you'll have to forgive me for not knowing what's going on, but we don't promote, and this is something that me and Jethro has always, I mean, we've been, me and Jethro has been friends for almost 2 years before, you know, even before he started on, he or I, either one, started on Blog Talk. I mean, it was short before, but, you know. but one thing him and I have always agreed on, and probably the foundation of our very friendship, is the fact that we promote psychic unity. We promote peace. About everybody, and we don't condone gossiping or talking about anybody in any way, shape, or form, because we feel like, well, basically the golden rule. You treat others how you want them to treat you.
I love that, and I thank you. And we're all going on. We're going to go right back into the other parts of the fun that we've had, and I do tease, and I will continue. We do have fun with lots of others. I will be on 3 other shows this month, and stay tuned to my site. If you guys go on to the site, you will see that I am remodeling and doing it, so you'll be able to see where I'm coming up on, and I'm going to be in March and April. And, you know, we've always promoted that and continue to. Thank you, Aurora. We've got 440. You came in on a wild day. Let's do some readings here. How are you, 440?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Swimming in the Nile here.
Uh-oh.
I know. I you dance with one alligator, and then they all want to chew you. I just can't believe it, you know. It just happened.
Well, my question is about work. I've been actively looking for a new job. I'm on afternoon, night shift, and I really want to get to a day shift position. I'm looking for a better opportunity. Is it close? Or am I looking in the wrong places? Anything you can help me with?
The last week of April.
Okay.
That was pretty specific, I know, but that's what I just got.
Last week of April. Anything about the company or where I should be looking, or have I already found it?
I almost feel like you've already found it, because I'm not seeing a major, I'm not seeing something that's like no big red signs that's saying, hey, you know, pay attention to this. So either it's something you've already applied to, or, you know, wherever you're working at now is going to have an opening in the day shift department. One of the two.
Gotcha. The company that I've applied to is much bigger, I don't quite fit the different jobs that they have posted, and they have quite a few different openings, but you see me getting something that I fit well with, or is it something outside of what I'm used to?
It might be slightly different than what you're used to, but I don't see it being a big difference. I don't see a major change in roles.
Okay.
And usually the bigger the change, obviously, the more it stands out to me. And it's not really standing out to me hardly at all.
Okay, great. But it is a day shift position?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's the one thing that's standing out. I can't even tell if the job, if there is any change at all as far as the roles, because the day shift is what's standing out to me so much.
Awesome. And it could be the same place I'm at now, but
very well could
be. You don't know.
Yeah. It's so hard to tell over the fact that it's like, yeah, he's going to get day shift and he's going to get it on. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't give me the minute you're getting it, because it was like so clear last week of May. I mean, last week of April.
Last week of April. Okay. Is there a shift in money as far as the position goes, or not really?
No, unfortunately, not really.
Okay, but it's a shift. Okay, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for calling in, and we're enjoying this at PsychesGoneWild.com. Don't forget to go on PsychesGoneWild.com, and please follow our readings, and we'll be giving away a signed copy of Living in the Psychic Realm and putting you in line for our new book, Red Flag, by Kay and Jethro E. Smith. You know, I do laugh. A lot of you goes, boy, there's a lot of stuff going on. Well, that's how we do it, is blog talk talking. We've got it going on here, Aurora. We've got some silly teasing. I do know that we've hit some other buttons, and those of you who just constantly email, please don't do that anymore. I laughed at the other part of the energy that we've got happening. Aurora, I'm supposed to let you know you are still and are always the best. We love you. Texas is still singing your song, and you need to come see us real soon. Ted and Dina from Austin, Texas. Oh.
Well, thank you. That is so sweet.
Very nice. And we, you know, those of you who do come in, we know it's always there. Those who are tuning in know that during this week, if you do have catch me say the wrong radio station or the other, we will be using some of these Tate shows for other individuals. They are looking to have some promotions. And so you will see and hear Crystal of Fate come on with me. They've asked for other individuals. We will be working together on the other shows. So if you hear us say the 888 number or you hear us say A1R radio, please do not try to email me and worry that Jethro's in trouble. I don't have a boss. I got to be honest with you. I'm an entrepreneur. That's why I do this on my own. And so if somebody fires me, I would be so happy because I want some time off. I haven't been to Disney World since 2 days ago. But
amen to that on the time off and the boss thing. Sometimes it's easier not to be your own boss.
So what we love is to continue to do the positive support, and we will give you back the positive support to you. We are here. We are going to Lulu. It is one of those times of the day. We've got time for one more reader, and we're sneaking in there, and we're grabbing her. And I think it's going to be one him. It's going to be a 5108. 518?
518. This is Glenn.
Glenn, you got in. How you doing?
I feel so blessed. Thank you, Jethro.
We feel blessed. This is Jethro and Psychic Aurora Rose, and Aurora is giving readings today. Is this Glenn Cakley?
It is. I can't believe you remembered.
I have a very good energy and memory, and I want to thank you. Glenn was one of our guests on here, a very phenomenal, gifted hypnotherapist from New York. Glenn, do you have a question for our wonderful Aurora Rosa?
Yes, I actually do. I actually do. I've really put my financial career on hold, if you will, for the last 2 years, putting together my spiritual and creative gifts, and I'm just getting ready to enroll, i.e. my book and some of my spiritual services, and I'm just wondering what you envision or see for me as far as financially, really, since I have been really behind the eight ball with finances the last 2 years.
I feel a shift for the positive in your financial starting in July. But by October, we're talking major shift in the positive.
Okay.
And then I see a kind of a steady incline thereafter. So whatever you're doing is going to work, and it's going to work well, like probably better than you're expecting well.
Yeah, because right now I have I don't have low expectations, but I kind of have neutral expectations because it has been so flat for so long, really dedicating my time to putting the infrastructure in.
Right. Well, I think that when it starts to take off, it's really, really, really going to take off. And it may, you know, start sooner than you think. I feel like there's something that you've got reservations about right now, or something that you're involving this directly. They're kind of a little bit nervous about as far as maybe the infrastructure is concerned. I'm being told that whatever that is going to work itself out, and keep going with the plans that you have, and don't be afraid to take risks.
Okay. Beautiful.
I don't know if that makes sense, but...
It all makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Glenn. We're very blessed to have a very gifted person. And see, this is how we all compliment, as we do back and forth. We do the exchange. And we thank you, Glenn, for calling in on Psychics Gone Wild. We are at the last few minutes of the show. I want to take a personal thank you to Amy Kavanaugh. Amy, you told me to stick with it. Good example when Glenn was talking. I was just at the point of February. I call Amy, friend here, and also a very gifted reader here on Psychics Gone Wild. And I said, Amy, they're doing it to me, everybody. I'm telling her my story. She's like, I think you need to stay with these people. I think you need to keep doing this. I go, Amy, I don't. She's like, okay, got to go, bye. She's having some things. And actually, it was a very intense time in her life. Her brother had passed away. Some other things were very serious. Her mom was sick. Amy tells me this little chit-chat that got me back up on my little feet. I put on my big shoes. And Amy, I thank you. When they called and told me that 1380 a.m. when I took my show and other things started happening, I'm like, yahoo, we're going to Jacksonville. We're dancing with Amy. We're having a drink with feeling, because it did happen. Good example of what Glenn was just saying. Call those friends. Do the friends. I was talking to Amy about something different, and she just out of the blue told me, you know, don't quit, Jethro, because I was at the point of realizing that those of you at Blog Talk who've been so positive, those of you have, I have always done this for a lot of years. I do this on Psychic Lines. I'm trying to find a way to help people that's doing it, and you've proven to me Psychic's Gone Wild is doing it. Thank all of you. Aurora, we've got 2 minutes left. Tell them how they can find you and how they can get that wonderful reading by Aurora Rose.
You can email me at aurorosepsychic@gmail.com, or you can visit my new website, which is mediumaurora.com, or you can go to my old one because it still has the web store, but not for much longer, which is aurorosepsychic.webs.com.
And I love the fact that those of you who are contacting, if you do read for me and you say it, I do politely ask you to refrain from that, because Aurora has read for me, Amy has read for me, you guys can hear it in the archives. If you write me in chat, or you say you've said something that's very gifted, I would promote you to come on the show. I never would ever, because of being a teacher, ever demote. But if you do go out in public and say you've read for Psychic Jethro, it's just, please don't do it, because I've got so many people helping me. They will contact you and say, where and out. So just so you guys know, it's not so I can already got people going, what's going on, Jethro, with you? What is happening is my friends and family and all the people that love me and know that I put most of my life into this has put out an energy to help me. For years, I used to give a lot of things away. And what they're doing now is they're ensuring that if you are reading for me, you are like Aurora, very certified, or like some of our readers. All the people that have been on this show, I can personally state and will stand behind. Those of you who are getting your certificates from the Psychic Jethro class, I congratulate you. There's about four of you. We're going to announce it Friday night with Angela Bixby. Yes, we love there. We're going to catch Amy. I'm on the working at it today and see if I can catch her in Jacksonville to see if she'll come in and do a spot guest. We've had a lot of you writing me on Fridays. Where is she? I don't know why they keep bringing us from people from New York on Fridays. It's because they love us, and because Aurora's fan club started there living in the realm in 2010. Aurora, tell them one more story you have about why, and we got 30 seconds, why is Jethro afraid of your husband? They got that one. Oh, my gosh.
Because my husband is 6'4" and 300 pounds, and he looks like a professional wrestler.
Thank you, Aurora. You guys, you keep up on our gossip, and I love you dearly. And for the paparazzis that did look, Dina Flanagan has a new look out with the pictures. Give her a yay on Facebook. It's a very unique, beautiful look. She's one of our fun people. Pamela Cummings tomorrow. Double hitter, Living in the Realm and Spiritual Learning Connection. Love you guys. See you guys Wednesday night or Wednesday afternoon with Janine Reagan Sinclair from United Kingdom. Ah!